Mm. Now, do they sting?
We have a lot of... They sting, but they don't fight you. The only time they sting you if you would happen to squeeze one, so... Yeah, they lay the egg, they make cells in that mud housing, and they lay the egg down in that cell, and then they find spiders, and they sting the spider enough, give enough venom to put them in the coma, and put them in there for feed for that little wasp, and then they close it up. And that way they don't dry up and don't decompose because they're in a coma. Right. When you take those out and watch, you can see them move the legs a little bit, you know. They stay alive, but they're strictly in the coma. That's mud dauber.
Well, do you have an insect around here that builds its nest in the ground and it'll swarm on you?
Swarm?
Yes, sir.
Well,
you mentioned wasps.
The ground hornet is it builds a nest in the ground.
Do you have yellow jackets, or is that you
can? Well, a lot of people call them yellow jackets. I don't think that they are the genuine yellow jackets. They are yellow wasps, all right. There's two varieties of those: a bigger one and a smaller one. Now, the smaller one is not too bad, or they hurt. But if you're slow and easy, when I was at college, under the college post office roof of the porch, there was a nest of the smaller yellow jacket, we call them, about that big. And I went up there. You can go out there with your finger real slow and easy. And... But you got to be steady. You can't make an erratic move. And some of them crawl on your finger. They don't do anything. And
right?
I took them and carried them into the post office, showed them, brought them back, and put them back on them. Yeah. But you better not make a sudden move.
Wow.
That'll be too many of them.
Well, do you ever see any of these insects around here that tend to fly around bright lights at night?
Well, any numbers of them, yeah. There is a wasp type of insect that does that a whole lot. Then there's a June bug. They're by the thousands. And then there's crickets. I've seen when the street is just literally covered with crickets coming to the light. 1919, this country was just overloaded with crickets. I never saw the like. Out in the field, you know, where we had raked our hay.
Right.
When we hauled that hay. It was just solid black with those crickets.
Hmm. Now, are those the things that make this chirping noise? They seem like
they're
from the trees.
Yeah, that's a locust, we call them. They're past the stage now. It's just a couple of weeks ago, you sit out here in the evening, that was a continuous noise, you know.
Right.
Seemed like one starts, yeah, all the others chime in. And you can still see the dens where they come out of the ground. And they crawl up and shed their skin. They literally grow out of it. My wife watched one of them crawl out of that hole. And they come out. Legs and everything fully developed.
Hmm.
Well, they're developed when they climb up on the tree, and then overnight their old skin splits right on the back, and then they work themselves out as they seem like as they mature more.
Right.
I saw a hole here the other day. It might have blown down now. That's a locust.